He stepped out of nowhere with the world in his hand. And he hung it by nothing, by his command. He's spoken to being all these things that we see. Well, and in his own image, he made you and me. And God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. They're not feeble, and there's no loss of speech.
Amen.
And his mind's never left him unable to think. His nerves are not shattered, and his hair is as gray. And he still works his miracles in mysterious ways. You see, God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. He sends thousands and thousands, 10,000s of angels. You're never alone, for God is still on his throne. Well, God is still on his throne.
How many of y'all know that this morning?
And he will take care of his own. He sends thousands, 10,000s, 10,000s of angels. You're never alone. Oh, God is still on the throne.
And he sends thousands and thousands, 10,000s of angels. You're never alone,
for God is still on his throne.
God's still there, amen.
Amen. Anybody else have a special? I don't want to miss nobody. Well, glory, I'm glad he's on the throne. Cried more today than I did yesterday. Appreciate everybody and everybody being here and everybody that did participate in the wedding. And it was a great time. And everything went perfect. Praise his holy name. Today we'll be in Psalms chapter number 93. Psalms 93. It's good to be a child of God today. I'm glad I'm on his side. What a blessing. Nothing that I've done or inherited, but I gave my life to Christ and become a child of God. And he placed me on his side. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather be on his side than any other side there is. I don't want to be on the left side, I mean, that's for sure. Or on the right side. I want to be on the Lord's side. And no matter what happens, I'm on his side. And I'm proud of that and excited about it. Because He's got all things under control. And the Bible says in Colossians, by Him all things consist. And He's a rock. Amen? He's our fortress. And today He's on the throne. He sits on the throne. It doesn't matter what people say or what people think or what other powers may do. God is on the throne. I want you to know, if when you leave here this morning, if we don't understand anything this morning about anything I've got to say, I want you to understand and know that God is on the throne. If you leave here knowing and having confidence that God is on the throne, then I've accomplished my goal today, and God will get the glory. And you see, God wants to be on the throne of your life and your heart. But He's on the throne, and He's in control of things. And let's begin reading in verse number 1 of Psalms 23. Verse number 1. And the Lord reigneth. Amen. Yeah. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Amen. That's by our God. It says, Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up. O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. There's many voices these days. Many waves these days in society in this time. They've lifted up their voices. But it says, The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yeah, man. That's my God. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We ask you, God, that you'd help us to glorify your name, Lord, in everything that we say and do. Dear Lord, today, bless your people, I pray. Lord, that you would get the glory out of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's look into Isaiah. Look in Isaiah. Isaiah. Am I too loud for anybody? It'll get louder, you know. Probably. Let's look in Isaiah. That's right before Jeremiah. I've got some ringing or something going on. Isaiah chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6. Well, I tell you, you could just go off of this Psalms 93, and I tell you, it'll bless you. It said that the Lord is clothed in Psalms 93. He reigneth, He's clothed in majesty. He girdeth Himself. He establishes things that cannot be moved. That's what it says in Psalms 93. His throne is established and from everlasting, from old to everlasting. That means He established it when it begun and He's going to finish it. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. It says the floods lifted up. There's other things lifted up against the throne of God. Even life circumstances, but His throne is steady. His throne cannot and will not be moved. His testimonies are sure. And you're here today and testifying that God's throne, that He's still on His throne. In Isaiah chapter 6, it says in verse number 1, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon His throne. He's on His throne. I want you to know where He's at. He's not a gray-haired old man wandering around upstairs, wringing his hands, as they say, upstairs, and in heaven, worried about society and your life. He's got it all figured out. You say, where is he at? He is on His throne. And His throne represents power. It's a throne of power. It's not just a throne of power, but it's a throne of promise. And you know He's powerful. Our God is powerful. Amen. He's the only God. Amen. There's little g gods that are not real, and they're not powerful. And they may think they are, but one day they're going to find out that who sits on the throne. And he's a powerful God, but he sits on the throne of promises. His promises are sure. His promises are secure. You can bank your life off of the promises of God. And you can know today, tomorrow, and 10 years from now that He never changes. Never changes. And it says in verse number 2, it says, Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face. With twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And that's for sure. It says, and the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people, of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. When you see him on his throne, you will submit and humble yourself before him. God's people today in the church of the living God needs to see God on his throne. Amen. On his throne, in the throne of power, in the throne of promise. We need to see God on his throne. Not just to see him walking beside us, but understand he is beside us, but he's on the throne. Not just to see him only in the low times of life, but understand he is the high and lofty one and he is on his throne. Not just see him when we need to see him, but when we think everything's okay, still see the Lord and understand he's still on his throne. It says in verse number 6, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And we'll stop reading right there. And I'd like to say that he's still on the throne when it comes to saving old sinners this morning. He's still on the throne when it comes to saving old sinners. He says that he reigneth and is, in Psalms 93, he's clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, and he still has strength enough to save an old rotten sinner. Amen. You say, well, I ain't done a whole lot to do wrong, and then I need saving. Everybody's done wrong. And we're all sinners in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. It don't matter how bad of a sinner you are, or how good, if you want to say that, of a sinner, or how little you've done, or how much you've done. We're all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we still need saving. And God still saves old sinners. Amen. Yeah, the drunk on the street, the rich in the palaces. They all go the same way. Amen. Hey, the king and the lowly of lowlies, the richest and the poorest will all come to Calvary on the ground level, the cross of Calvary. Why? Because he's still on the throne. And you got to go through the blood to get to the throne. The Lord's hand. The Bible says in Isaiah 59 verse number 1, behold the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Amen. God's hand is long enough to reach to where you are and to pick you up how you are and where you're at and what's going in your life. His hand and his arm of strength and his arm of majesty and his hand of power will reach down to the lowliest, thank God. He'll reach to the highest. He'll reach to the ends of the earth from the east to the west. It doesn't matter where you're at. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter what country you're at. It don't matter what kindred you're involved in or what color you are. God's hand can reach you this morning. God's hand can reach you. I've got a God in heaven who sits on the throne and he can still reach you and he'll still save old sinners. Amen. I'm glad he saves old sinners. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is still on the throne when it comes to saving an old sinner. Amen. God still wants to save people today. In 2016, he's still in what we call the saving business. He'll still save a sinner once they realize they're a sinner and realize their need for a Savior. God can, I don't care how bad they are or what you've done, friend. This morning, God's hand, it's not slack. It'll go to where you are, as deep as you are in mud or sin or ungodliness, or if you ain't even dead to nothing, God's hand can reach you. God's hand wants to reach you. God's hand wants to hold you, and he'll
pick you up and He'll set your feet on that solid rock and He'll establish your going and He'll put a new song in your heart and He'll put praise on your lips and He'll give you peace inside and He'll give you joy like you've never seen before. You say, why preacher? Why preacher? How does God change lives? How does He make a harlot someone else, Sunday school teacher? How does He make an old drunk a preacher? Let me tell you how. Let me tell you how. Can I tell you how this morning is because He is still on the throne. Amen.
He is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Yeah, He's on the throne and He's not going to move off the throne. Praise God. Yeah, this song says, have you started for glory in heaven? Have you left the old world far behind? In your heart is the Comforter dwelling. Can you say, praise the Lord, He is mine? Have the ones that once walked on the highway gone back and you seem all alone? Keep your eyes on the prize for the home in the skies. God is still on the throne. Somebody help me now. God is still on the throne. He will remember His own. The trials may press us and the burdens distress us. He will never leave us alone. God is still on the throne. He'll never forsake His own. His promises are true and He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. Burden so, is your heart growing weary with the toil and the heat of the day? Does it seem that your life is more thorny as you journey along life's way? Go ahead and in secret before Him, tell your grief to the Savior alone. He will lighten your care, for He always answers prayer because He is a God that is still on the throne. I'm telling you, He is in the soul-saving business this morning. He's still on the throne when it comes to saving old sinners. Number two, He's still on the throne when it comes to securing the believer. Amen. I'm glad He secures me. The Bible says, hallelujah. I'm glad when I'm down, He's up. Amen. Yeah, man, when I'm in, when I'm out, He's in. Amen. I'm glad that He's strong when I'm weak. Amen. He's always uplifted when I'm downhearted. Amen. He's a tender-hearted God. He's a loving God. He's a soul-caring God. He's a soul-loving God. He's an all-the-time God. He's a right-now God. He's a future God. He's a past God. He's a present God. I'm glad I serve a God who's still on the throne. And He still secures the believer today. Thank God for the security of the believer. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Day of redemption. I'm secure. I'm sealed. Amen. Well, I'm sealed to that day of redemption, sister. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, man. I'm sealed to the day of that the Lord comes and gets His own. Till the groom comes and gets His bride. And the bride of Christ will rise. Amen. And the bride of Christ is going to rise. Amen. And God's people is going to rise. Somebody go to church with me. Are you ready to rise? Are you ready to meet the Lord in the air? The Bible says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. We're sealed. Yes, rivers of joy now flooding my soul. I know my sin debt is paid. I'm forgiven of my sins and I've been born again. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. The burden of sin that I've carried so long is gone, it's gone. It's somebody, if y'all ain't going to church with me this morning, I say it's gone. I said the burden of sin, God took it away. Hey, the scars God erased. Amen. Hey, the bad memories and the memories that you hold that Satan drags up, friend. Hey, they're really not there. They're only there in your imagination. Hey, if you've been saved and washed in the blood, your past is past. It's all future with God. You say, how, preacher? Because He's still on the throne. Amen.
Yes, He is. The burden of sin I've carried so long, it's gone. Christ rose from the grave. And you can't make me doubt. And I'm going to shout it. Praise God, it's settled. I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. I'm glad I found that peace. It's settled and I know my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the salvation that God given to me. And I'm secure in my salvation in Him. Are you secure in what you got this morning? Are you sure you're a child of God? Are you so sure you're secure in God's saving grace to you? The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. That means it's of Him. That's how it can be secure. Because it had nothing to do with you. But it had everything to do, hey, with Jesus and the death and the cross and the power of the resurrection. And the third day when He got up for me, He left my sins in hell, covered me in His blood. And the day that I asked Him to forgive me, He forgave me. And the day I asked Him to save me, He saved me. And the day that I asked Him to settle it, He settled it. You say, how, preacher? How can these things be? Because I have a God that's still on the throne. Woo! Hallelujah! He's still on the throne. I'm glad He's high. He's higher than high. He's stronger than the strongest. Amen. He's up there, friend. He's higher. He says all things are under His feet. That's my God. That's my Lord. That's my Redeemer. That's my Savior. Do you know Him today? Yes, hallelujah. He secures the believer. Thank God for this. Amen. Not only does He secure the believer, but He settles and leads His own. He calls His own sheep by name. Yeah, this will bless you, I tell you. Yeah, man. Have we got some crying? We got some praising? We got some slobbering today? You say, why is people so emotional? Because I'm talking about the God who's ever living and everlasting and He's on the throne and you know Him today and you've experienced His security. You've experienced His strong hand. You've experienced His long hand. You've experienced the saving grace and you've experienced the security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. I'm glad I have a God that's on the throne. John 10. You say, I know you's going there, preacher. Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, the old story never grows old. It says, verse 27, John 10, 27, my sheep. I'm glad I'm the Lord's sheep. It says, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You say, how does the sheep follow the Lord? Because He's leading you. He's leading you. You may not know it. But He's leading you. He's trying to lead you. He tries to lead us. He tries to point us in the right direction. He tries to get us our attention on Him and tries to get us to follow Him. But it says in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I'm glad that I know who I'm following. The song said, I know whom I believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I may falter and I may fail and I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. And tomorrow I may fail and sin against God. Hey, but I know I can go to the throne again, and I know He'll be on the throne, and I can get it on the blood, and I know that I can get direction because I know Him and He knows me. And it says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Somebody help me now. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. Can I just stop right there, Brother Andy, and say, I have a God, hey, that's greater than all. I have a God that's greater than all your problems. He's greater than all your cares. He's greater than all your sickness. He's greater than all your struggles. He's greater than all. I'm telling you all. It don't matter what it is. You write it down. God is greater. He's greater than all that. And the greatest thing about all this is, if you're a child of God, the Bible says in 1 John 4, in verse number 4, it says, greater is He that is in you, greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Amen. Amen. He that is in the world, my friend, is Satan and the God of this world. Hey, but my God, He's not the God up in this world, but He's the God of this world. He's the God in heaven who sits on the throne of His grace and His throne of His mercy and His throne of His power, and He rules and reigns, friend. You may not see His wrath now. You may not see Him, His fierceness of His wrath now. You see the grace of God. You see Him working in our lives. You see Him leading us. You see Him guiding us. You see Him constructing our life. You see His mercy. You see His grace. But friend, one day you're going to see the wrath of God, and I hope you'll be up there looking down instead of down here looking up. Amen. Yeah, man. I'm glad that He sits on His throne and He leads the believers along in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet. God leads His dear children along. Where waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the fire, the blood. Some through the fire, but all through the blood. I'm talking about our God in heaven. Amen. He's able. You say, how is He able to keep me and lead me? Because He's on the throne. And He's on the throne. Did I say that? Do you understand this morning that God is the one on the throne? Amen. Obama's not on the throne. Yosama or your mama is not on the throne. Or anybody else is not on the throne. They're not on the throne. They are not on the throne. But God in heaven is on the throne in power. He's on the throne in power, and I want you to know that this morning. He is the one who leads His own. And I believe that when He calls you His, that nobody's gonna take you. Nobody, you're not nobody else's. Somebody go to church with me. I was thinking about Daniel chapter 3, when old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hey, was in that, worship service, a big, false God worship service, and they had to be there, and the King Nebuchadnezzar said, you're gonna bow down to my image, and he made an image of gold and said, bow down, and you're gonna bow down when you hear the sounds of all the music, bow down and worship that image. And I don't know how many people was there that day, but according to the Word of God, it was the whole country of Babylon. They was all told to come together, and so there was thousands and thousands of people there. Right? And they was told to bow before the image. But there was three. Shadrach. They said, we ain't bowing. You say, what happened? Well, in chapter 3, in verse number 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and says unto them, is it true, O Shadrach and Meshach, you do not serve my gods nor worship my golden image that I have set up? And they said, yeah, it's true. It's true that your God ain't on the throne above my God. It's true that my God is above your God. I don't care the fire. I don't care the persecution. I don't care what you say or what you make me do. But my God is the one who sits on the throne. And if I'm going to bow to anybody, I'm going to bow my heart and my head to an almighty, holy, righteous God. That's exactly what He did. Let me say, the world, my friend, the world will tempt you to bow. They'll tempt you to bow, but God's on the throne. Hey, don't bow, amen. Yeah, don't bow. In verse number 16 in this passage of Scripture, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And God did deliver them. Can I say the world will try your faith? They'll try your faith, but remember when they try your faith that your God is the one who sits on the throne. No matter what they want you to do, no matter how they want you to act and go against the Bible and go against God and go against what's right in your life, understand, don't bow to them. Hey, they're going to try you. They're going to tempt you. They'll try your faith. But friend, you've got a God in heaven that is still on the throne in power. Don't give in to the world. These three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace. And they was thrown in there and they didn't bow, they didn't bend. And they was thrown in there and they fell down in the midst of the fiery furnace, the Bible says. And the Bible says in verse 27 of chapter 3 of Daniel, it says, and the princes and the governors and the captives and the kings, counselors, being gathered together. They all stood in amazement and gazed with wild wonder. Amen. Stood and looked in the furnace and looked inside of there. And they saw four men walking around in the fire. But they only threw three men in there. And they said, we never saw nothing like this. And even the king said, the fourth is like the Son of God. He said, the fourth is like the Son of God. He said, what's going on? Did not we throw three men? Yet I see four, and the fourth is like the Son of God. Can I say, church, that God is in the throne, no matter what the world throws you in, no matter how they treat you, no matter how hard the life is for Christ, or how hard it is living faithful to the Lord, God's on the throne. Yes, He's on the throne. God delivers again. Oh my God, delivers again. Somebody help me. Y'all ain't even in. I'm talking about God who delivers again, friend. Hey, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown in that fiery furnace. And guess what? They didn't bow, they didn't bend, and they wouldn't burn. Hey, the Bible says that the fire didn't touch them. And the hats, they were thrown in with hats. And they was wrapped and with cords. And the only thing that burnt was the thing that bound them in the fire. And that the world binds you. And the world would blind you. And like Samson, I have to Samson. And the world would blind you, friend. Hey, but God is the one who gives the victory. You stay faithful to God. You live for God on Monday and Tuesday. And every day that ends with the Y. You live for God and serve God. And don't look back like Lot did to Lot's wife. Don't look back, friend. You got a God who is still on His throne. Amen. And the greatest thing about my God who's on the throne, Papa, is that He's on my side. I'm on His side. Yeah, man. And He secures me. We done went over that. I never have to worry about getting on the wrong side. Yeah, man. Can I say number four that He sits up world power? He's still on the throne and He sets up world power. I'm in the book of Daniel. I'll read a couple of verses to you. Daniel 2. He sets up world power. And this is the secret revealed unto Daniel in the nightly vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the season. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. God sets up kings. He sets up world power. You say, how does He set up world power? I gotta tell you, He sets it up by His Word. His Word will not return void. His Word is powerful. His Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He sets up world power by His Word. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word will not pass away. Thank God you can hold to the promises of God's Word. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1 verse number 3 says, who being in the brightness of His glory and in the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power. And that's not all it says. It says, when He had by Himself purged our sins. All by Himself. He didn't need no help. He purged our sins. That means He washed them away. Sat down. Oh, here He is on again. Sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He sat down on the throne. Yeah, thank God He sat down on the throne. Yeah, He stood up for Stephen because he was serving God. Amen. The Bible says He sits them up and takes them down. His throne is secure. God's throne. Nobody else is going to sit on God's throne. Nobody else. You may allow something else to sit on the throne of your heart where God deserves to be and where God wants to be and where God needs to be. You may have something else or someone else or something else sit on the throne of your heart, but on the throne of David, Hey, there's only one that sits on his throne, and his throne is secure. Amen. Psalms chapter 72, verse number 11 says, "Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him." Amen. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 11 said, "I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. He was sitting on his throne, and he will rule in power." He sits up and he takes down. He sits up world power, and he will take down the world power. You say, where do I need to be in this picture? You need to be on the Lord's side. You need to be by the throne. You need to be in the throne room. You say, how do I get to the throne room? Oh, it's through the blood. It's through the blood of Calvary. It's through the blood, the path of the cross. Only through the blood, not by the water hole, or good works, or church membership, or tithe. It don't matter who, what kind of shingle you hang over your place and your who you are. It's through the blood. It's through the blood. Nothing, hey, but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Friend, go through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, He offered His only begotten Son on the cross of Calvary, and the blood ran down the cross, and He shed that precious blood so that every sinner in his sin could come to that place and be cleansed and forgiven. And the only way to get in that throne room is go through the blood. Last but not least, He's coming back for you. He sits on the throne, His power. He sits up world power. But He's not worried about who's in power like we are. Amen. I mean, November can't, I mean, telling you, it can't be long enough. I wish it never come. Amen. But it's going to come, and somebody's going to get up there in as far as president of the United States. But that should not, listen to me, that should not discourage the child of God any at all. I don't care who gets up there. Why? Because He's on the throne. And God sits on the throne. And it don't really matter. It does matter for our children. I understand that until the Lord comes back. I believe that we need a godly person, but we ain't got that. I'm not going to get into politics because y'all get upset at me. You can't mix church and politics. My hind leg. But anyway, did I say that or I think that? But I want you to know that it doesn't matter who's on the throne. God is on the throne. And for the Christian, we're secure, right? We're sealed, right? Hey, we're sealed just like He'll take care of us, just like He did the three Hebrew children. If it comes down to something like that, He'll take care of you. You serve God. You love God. You stay faithful to God. You live for God, and God will live for you, friend. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of His own. Yeah, praise God. I serve a God who takes care, and He's coming for you. He's coming for you. He's coming for His own. Amen. I've been identified of His own. I'm a child of the King. Yeah, man. Somebody help me now. If you're a child of the King, won't you let God know you're happy about it? Thank God He's coming back for the church of the living God this morning. He didn't come back. He's not coming back for church members, but He's coming back for the members of His church. Somebody, He's not coming back if your name's on a roll. He's coming back if your name's in the book of life. Amen. Only through the blood. I'm glad of that. Hallelujah. Are you ready for His coming? The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Everybody reads this at funerals, but this is a great verse for right now. You believe in God, but also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will. What's He going to do? He's coming again. Yeah, He's coming again. It may be morning, noon or night. We don't know when, but He's coming again. It says, to receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's going to pull you and take you off of this old dirt ball. He's going to take you away from sin and sorrow, take you away from troubles and trials, take you away from heartaches and valleys. Why? Because He is the one who is on the throne and He's in control of this thing. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad He's on the throne. Only through the blood. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 12, neither by the blood of bulls and goats, but by His own blood. He entered into once into the Holy of Holies to obtain eternal redemption for us. Yeah, thank God, child of God. Verse number 14 says, How much more? So the blood of Christ and through the eternal Spirit offer Himself without spot and without blemish, purged our sins from dead works to serve a living God. A living God. My God is a living God. He's not dead. He lives. He lives. How do you say, you know He lives? Because He lives within my heart. He's a living Savior today. And He's alive forevermore. Yeah, that's Him. That's my Lord. He's the one on the throne. You see, a lot of people don't see Him on the throne. They don't see the Lord on the throne. Isaiah didn't see Him in his life till chapter 6 of Isaiah. That's why I read that, because Isaiah said, I saw. Isaiah was a believer. Isaiah was one of God's men. But the first 5 chapters of the book of Isaiah, it was, woe is you, woe is you, woe is the world, woe is this, and woe is the kingdoms, and woe is sin, and woe is everything else. And when he saw who was on the throne, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on His throne. And when he saw Him on the throne, he realized who was in power and who was in authority. And he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And His train filled the temple. And after this, He says, woe is me. Woe is me. For I am undone and I am unworthy. He said, woe is me. When you see the Lord on His throne, you'll say, woe is me too. Too many people are got other people and other things on the throne of power. They're powerless. God is all powerful. He's all-knowing. And He is going to settle the throne problem one day. He's coming back. The Bible says in Zechariah, He's coming back and He's going to split the Mount of Olives. He's going to come back. Some say the archaeologist? That wasn't right, but it was close. Everybody got it? All right. They say that mountain's already split. I don't know. Maybe it's ready. Huh? Hey, God's a preparing God. He prepares things. He gets things ready. But when He comes back, the Bible says He's going to come back with a host. A host. That means He's coming back with a mighty band of angels and saints. The book of Revelation says, and every eye shall see Him coming back with His saints. And if you're a saint, either you're a saint or you ain't this morning. And if you're a saint, you're going to be the one coming back after you go up. You're going to be one coming back. He's going to split that Mount of Olives. He's going to go through that Eastern Gate. Right now the Muslims have a cemetery out there and they got it all bricked up and all locked up, and it's a sacred place. You're not even supposed to walk through the cemetery. It's a Muslim cemetery. They're trying to stop God. The devil's involved in all that. But God ain't gonna worry about no Muslim. Just like you shouldn't be worried about no Muslim. Yeah, man. Is that right? He's going to go through that gate. And the Bible says He's going to sit on His throne of David. Because that's His throne. No one else is going to sit on that throne but Him. He's the greatest of greatest. As you stand to your feet tonight, today, we prepare for a verse of invitation. He's the greatest King who could ever sit on the throne. You say, well, my times of life, things are awful dark. I wish that I could go through some lighter things. I wish that things could be happier for me. Brother Johnny, Miss Cindy, why don't you come? Hey, if it wasn't for the dark things, you wouldn't know how bright the light is. Amen? On the throne of power. He's on the throne. I don't know what you're going through in your life. But you just think about your life. Think about what you're going through. Think about your troubles. It don't matter if it's money problems. It don't matter if it's family problems. It don't matter if it's health problems. It don't matter if it's economy problems or if you're about to lose a job or you don't have a job and you need a job. I'm telling you, God, it don't matter what it is. It don't matter if you got loved ones or what's going on. Hey, that needs saving. It don't matter what's going on in your life. Look up here. God is on the throne. Amen. He reigns. He reigns on the throne. You say, what do I got to do about my situation? Bring it to Him and place it before His throne and lay it at the mercy seat and give it to God and trust Him with it. Trust Him with it. I will trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. Do you believe He's on the throne? Amen. Do you believe He's on the throne? Then let's trust Him with whatever it is that we need Him to take care of in our lives. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that You bless this time of invitation. God, that You would get the glory.